Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to our show. This is Daniel Rasby at Higher Ground Financial Group.
And my name is Imran Rasby. Yes, I am Daniel's father. Daniel is a tax attorney, and we work together to help save you money. How do we save you money? We try to eliminate risk, fees, and taxes on your retirement money.
Those are the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So our website is just that, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com, and you can make an appointment, free video call, to talk to us about how we can give you fiduciary advice to reduce your risk, fees, and taxes.
And, you know, many people are very surprised at the amount of information they get from us. When we do an analysis, we show them what their risk, fees, and taxes are, and they're usually shocked that I didn't realize I was paying that much in fees, or I didn't realize I was taking that much risk. You know, I was told I want to be conservative or aggressive, but that never really told me what I was about to lose. And when you guys showed me this is how much you could actually lose in a market crash like 2008, that really opened my eyes. So we do that. That's what we do, help you with. And we're going to talk today a little bit about Roth conversions. And many of our clients, really did not put a lot of money in Roth conversions. But tax-free asset is the best. And Roth is a tax-free asset.
So you might be thinking, well, I make $200,000, $300,000. I'm not allowed to do a Roth IRA. First of all, what is a Roth IRA? Roth IRA is the opposite of a regular IRA. Regular IRA, you get a deduction now, or 401k, you get a deduction now, and then you have to pay tax on the back end later. And for most of you, it's going to be a lot more to pay it later. So a Roth is the opposite. You pay the tax now, but then you never pay tax again on any of the growth for the rest of your life. The problem is there are income limitations. Normally, you cannot put money into a Roth if you make more than a certain amount of money, you know, around a couple hundred thousand if you're a married couple. So what can you do? Well, there is a new program in the 401ks for new contributions. Those can go into Roth even if you make too much money. So almost every 401k plan now has that option that you can pay tax now and then have it grow tax-free.
So yes, you heard that right. 401ks now allow contributions going directly to Roth. So what happens is you go to your 401k, you can go online and log in, and then go to the contribution section, and you'll have an option: traditional contribution or Roth contribution. And if you change it to Roth, what happens is your taxes will go up a little bit. You'll pay a little more taxes because the tax comes out of that money first. Then it goes into the Roth. Now, whatever the company is matching will still go into the traditional because they still want their tax deduction.
Exactly. Now, what if you're approaching retirement and you're seeing that you already have a large amount of IRA and 401k and TSP money that is set aside pre-tax, and you're getting concerned that the tax rates are going up? What can I do? Because it's going to cost me so much money on the back end that I didn't really anticipate. Well, you can convert it to tax-free.
Is that what's called a backdoor Roth?
Sort of. I mean, the backdoor Roth, if you Google backdoor Roth, usually backdoor Roth is for non-deductible IRAs that you wanted to convert the next year because you were not allowed to do even a traditional IRA because you made too much money. But we use that term at Higher Ground. We use backdoor Roth to kind of mean any type of converting to tax-free. And that's because it really kind of works the same. You have money that's already in your IRA or 401k or TSP or SEP, and you want to make it tax-free. Now, I say tax-free. I don't say Roth because there's two types of conversions to tax-free. Before 2010, the only way to do it was to make it into a life insurance policy. And that still is a really good option for some people. But now you also have the ability to convert it to Roth, if by just paying the tax now. And there's no income cap on either of these programs. That means if you want to make your IRA into Roth, you just have to pay the tax, but you can do it any amount and you can do it at any income level.
So it doesn't matter how much I make and it doesn't matter how much I want to do.
Well, the catch is you got to pay the taxes. That's the biggest catch. And you have a choice. You can pay the tax out of the account itself. We don't recommend that for most people because that means you're going to have a lot less invested. So the better way is if you have cash flow or you have some savings that you can use, even home equity that you can use to pay the taxes on the Roth conversion, that will be better.
And, you know, that's a very important point about having less in the IRA. So if you have $100,000 in your IRA and you convert it to Roth And so your taxes, let's say, going to be 30%, $30,000. If you take the $30,000 out of your IRA and into a Roth, now you have $70,000. Can you put more money into the Roth? You may not be able to because you're limited to only $7,500.
And only if you're working.
Only if you're working.
Retired, you can't do it at all.
Right. So if you convert it and take the money, $30,000 someplace else, and pay the tax.
Even if it's home equity.
Then you have full $100,000 in your Roth. And if you, for some reason you have a hiccup and you say, hey, you know, I really can't stand this home equity line of credit, I want to pay it off, you can always take it out of the Roth and pay it off, but you can't do the opposite. You can't put money into the Roth.
Right. So I'm not recommending that anybody take money out of their house and waste it or spend it and then may not be able to get it back. We're talking about using it, your home equity, as a strategic bucket to cover some taxes. And the money's not gone. It's still invested in the Roth IRA. So you can always take it off, take it out and pay off the house later. Now, let me talk about the difference. Before 2010, you could only do this as a life insurance contribution and not as a Roth. So the way that would work is you take some out each year, you pay some tax, and then you would put the remainder into a life insurance policy. And if it was set up properly, that means you pay the most you could possibly pay for life insurance with the smallest death benefit possible. Then you would have a good amount of cash available to access, not right away, but after 5 to 10 years, you'd be able to access your money, take it back out, whatever you put in. And there'd be some growth on it, but the most of the growth was going to be for legacy planning. So that's why I say sometimes this plan still really works well if the purpose of this IRA is to leave to kids. Because right now, Raz, what is the worst possible thing you could leave to your kids?
IRAs.
IRAs are the worst asset to leave to your kids in today's tax environment because Secure Act forces them to spend all the money within 10 years. They have to pay all that tax. They cannot stretch it over their lifetimes like they used to. So leaving them tax-free money is much better. And if you have $1 million or $2 million or $3 million in your IRA that you know this money is probably not going to be used for your lifestyle, you might have an emergency, need some of it, but most of it's really going to go to your kids. Then for you, a traditional conversion to a life insurance policy is probably better because it provides much more leverage. And instead of leaving them $1 million of taxable money, you might be able to leave them $2 or $3 million of tax-free money by converting it to life insurance. So the leverage is much higher for the death benefit. And if this policy is set up properly, then you could take back your contributions during your lifetime, that $1 million, maybe even some growth on it. But the most of the growth goes for your kids for the legacy planning.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
And you brought up another point, that the worst thing to inherit is an IRA. So if you did inherit an IRA, you know, you only have 10 years if you inherit in the last couple of years or going to inherit soon. You only have 10 years to take it out, pay the taxes. If you wait, so let's say you inherit $200,000 and you said, you know what? I don't really need it right now. I'm just going to let it wait and let it grow. And then over the next 10 years, it grows to $400,000. Well, in 10 years, you have to take the entire $400,000 out that year and add it to your income. And you may be in a 22% tax bracket, but now you're going to be in a 39% tax bracket because now, because the added income is going to push you in the highest tax bracket. So be careful. Don't delay. If you inherit an IRA,
then call us as soon as possible. Go to riskfeestaxes.com and make an appointment. We'll be happy to share with you and do the tax calculation for you about how to minimize those taxes.
On the flip side, if you inherit a Roth IRA, yay, you hit the lottery. You can let it sit and ride and let it double in value and then take it out and it's all tax-free.
So you can wait till the end of the 10 years before you take out the Roth. The Roth conversion, you pay the taxes and it's growing tax-free and the entire amount is immediately available if you need it. So if assuming you're older than 59 and a half, then you can take that money out anytime you want. But you do have to wait 5 years after each conversion to take out any growth that happens after you convert it.
So for example, let's say I convert $100,000 to Roth, but I don't really need the money. So I let it sit and let it grow. And 2 years later, now it's $120,000. And now I have a wedding that I need to plan for, so I got to take money out. I can access $100,000. That's what I converted. You know, the $20,000 that it grew over the last 2 years, that money I cannot touch for another 3 years.
Right. So you got to wait till 5 years have passed since the conversion before you can touch any growth that happens after the conversion. With life insurance, it's a little bit different.
Also, let's do one more thing. If you're under 59 and a half, you have to wait 5 years for any reason.
Assuming you're over 59 and a half, which is what most of our clients are, then doing the conversions, how do you know which is going to be better, convert it to Roth or convert it to life insurance? Well, many of our clients do some of both, and what's better depends on what your goal is for the money. And we tell our clients a lot of times, your money has to have a job. You need to decide what your money is supposed to do, because if you know what it's supposed to do, then we can give you a more efficient path for that money. So if you are, let's say, single, yeah, and and you have no kids and you don't want to leave money to anybody, you're just going to leave it all to charity. Well, you shouldn't be thinking about conversions at all.
Right. Because
when you leave it to the charity, they don't pay tax at all. So in that case, don't do Roth conversions and don't even do life insurance. But you know, let's say you have kids and you want to leave them whatever's left, but the primary purpose of your money is to provide a lifestyle while you're in retirement. Well, in that case, a Roth conversion is probably better because you can get all the growth that you could normally get in any investment that you would invest in a Roth IRA. The growth is not all going to death benefit like it is in life insurance.
Right.
And so with that, if you're going to use this money and you put a lot of it, a big chunk of it while you're alive and then leave the rest to kids, then a Roth conversion might be better. Or if you're too unhealthy, you can't qualify for life insurance, and obviously Roth is your only option. If instead this is money that you don't need to spend, you're only going to use it for emergencies or maybe a vacation here or there, then life insurance is going to be better because it's much more efficient for death benefit purposes, and you know it would double or triple at death based on
what the
contract is. Yeah, it's to be tax-free. Just because it's life insurance does not mean you can't access it. You'll still be able to access it. So we talked about Roth. The restrictions are you got to wait 5 years for any growth that happens, but the principal you can access right away.
So wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. Let me see if I'm right. So if I can do a life insurance and max fund it and really have it there for my kids, and something happens and I need money, I can still go back and get it?
Exactly. The rules are a little bit different than they are for a Roth. So normally, whatever you put in, you're not going to do a one-time dump into life insurance. You're going to fund it over a 10-year period.
Although you could if you want. It does become a modified endowment contract. So if you take the money out, it's not tax-free. But whatever goes to kids is tax-free. And so that does work in some situations. You just have to be aware of the rules.
So most people, though, they do fund it over a 7 to 10-year period. So when you put in the first contributions for the first couple of years, you're not going to have access to a lot of that money. You really start having good access in the next 5 to 10 years. And by the time you've had a 10-year plan in life insurance, usually you will have the ability to take out your own contributions tax-free, plus a little bit of growth. But the longer you have it, the more growth you get. But the biggest amount of growth and leverage goes towards that death benefit. So again, life insurance is better for somebody that is not only healthy enough to qualify, but they do want to leave a large portion or most of this money to their kids. It's the most efficient, most tax-free way. But either of these options convert your IRA, which is taxable, into a tax-free asset, a Roth or a life insurance.
But on that side, if you decide to convert $100,000 and leave it in the stock market, be aware because this happens to people. They convert, pay taxes on $100,000. Now the market crashes. Now they only have $70,000. And they're looking at it and say, I just paid taxes on $100,000 and now this value is only $70,000. I should have waited. Well, not only you really shouldn't have waited, but you got to put it someplace where it's protected. You can't lose money. Because if you convert and then the market drops, you're overpaying taxes. You don't want to do that.
And so go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can make a free video call with us. And we'll be happy to talk to you about Roth conversions, about other tax-free strategies, minimizing the three biggest killers in retirement, which are risk, fees, and taxes. Again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.